when I saw this, I said, I can put money on it. This has happened to Cooper.
Okay, what is it?
20% of Americans, so that means you're in 20% of Americans, have gotten hurt while setting up the Christmas tree.
Oh, God, yeah. Only 20%? I don't believe that for a second. In fact, you're going to love this story. So when I first got married, my husband, my ex-husband now, but my husband at the time, they never had a Christmas tree growing up. And I thought that was really sad. So I was like, you know what? You and I, that's our tradition. We're going to always have a Christmas tree. Our very first year having a Christmas tree together, I don't know, I was like twisting something and then I moved the wrong way and I did something to my forearm and it just blew up like I had a giant forearm. So we didn't know what it was and it was kind of painful. So he rushes me to the emergency room.
You went to the ER because of the Christmas tree?
Yes, I went to the ER because of the Christmas tree. So, but that's not the funny part. Here's the funny part. So it was the Christmas tree that did it. It was like, I don't know, I was stringing lights and I moved the funny way. I don't know what I did, but I twisted my ulna, which is whatever the muscle is in your forearm here. Mm-hmm. So because it was so swollen, I'm in the emergency room and a nurse comes in and says to my ex-husband, Sean Lee, could you leave the room, please? And he's like, okay. So she holds up a sign and said, nod your head or shake your head at the next three questions, but do not speak out loud. I was like, what the hell is going on? The first question was, did somebody do this to you?
Yes, the tree.
Right. I was like, how do you even answer that? The second question was, are you a victim of abuse? And the third question was, is the man that's with you the one who did this to you? And I was like, do you know, like, if you knew us, if you listened to our show even once, you'd be like, you would be showing those questions to him, not to me.
Right. Okay. Here's the answers. A, no, it was the Christmas tree. B, I abuse him on a daily basis.
Yeah. He's a woman with a penis, basically. Yeah.
No, a Christmas tree. Believe it or not, a Christmas tree did this to me.
A Christmas tree sent me to the emergency room. Yes, that's what happened.
See, when I read this.
Yes, I have been hurt.
when I read this, I said, I guarantee, because you can't do any, you can't walk to the mailbox without something happening, some type of drama in your life.
Okay, it's funny you would say that because do you see this Band-Aid I have on right here? Let me see if I can show you. See this big Band-Aid? Wait.
Yes.
Okay, so my entire hand, the skin is gone on my hand, and it's because I was at Home Depot again with my mother, and I was pulling down a storage bin from a shelf, and the storage bin fell, and I guess the corner was kind of sharp, and it literally sliced my hand open. There was blood everywhere. My mother was like, oh, my God. But once you wiped it away, you saw it was just like a bad scrape. But it was like, yeah, I can't every single day. I keep Band-Aid and Neosporin in business.
Mm-hmm. You get up at night to use the bathroom, and it's drama.
And stub my toe.
It's drama. Everything is drama. Everything.
Yeah.
It's 122% higher this year for some reason. Because I guess more people are home, but 1 in 5 Americans have been injured, and mostly men.
What, like falling off ladders or something, putting up the star?
27% have been Gen Z, followed by 24% of millennials, and only 5% of baby boomers have experienced being hurt. 24% of people that got hurt were because of a real tree. Only 8% were a fake tree.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're more likely to get hurt from a real tree. Why? Because there's something sticky in there, the pine cones, the needles. Why?
I don't know. There could be a squirrel in there.
There's no squirrel in there.
There could be. 11% of Americans use Christmas lights that have been around for at least 7 years. And 5% use Christmas lights that are a decade old or more.
So how does that help them get injured? Where they get electrocuted?
Get electrocuted because, you know, you always get one string of lights that don't work. So then you're going to have to spend all day and you're going to get electrocuted.
I buy new lights every year. They're so cheap.
And the technology changes every year.
Right.
They get more better.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of your Christmas tree? 23% of people say they burn it.
Where do you burn a tree?
In the backyard.
Oh, okay. I get, you know, if you don't, if you live in Manhattan, there are tree pickup days, and you let your building know. They come and get your tree. They literally come to your door with a big giant, you've seen like those giant hefty bags.
Right.
Picture one like 20 times the size of a normal hefty bag. And they put your tree in this ginormous hefty bag, and they tie it up, and they bring it down the service elevator. That's how you get rid of a tree in Manhattan.
Do they charge you?
No.
Oh, so you take the tree for nothing. They take it.
I mean, I tip the guy because, you know, it's so nice of him to come up and do that.
Right.
So I don't have to drag it down myself. But yeah, it's a service they provide with the build. I'm paying enough in maintenance. It's the least they can do.
Yeah, I always wondered how you do that in a big building because I just throw it in the backyard. Yeah, I got woods. I just throw it in the woods.
Right. Send it back to its friends, but dead.
Right. So 4 years from now, when you look, oh, there's the tree from 1996. Right there. There's that one. There's the one from 98. So you just throw it in the backyard.
That's such a boss move to like to walk over to other trees and throw a dead tree at its feet and go, behave yourselves. This could be you one day.